He came from Switzerland to America in the 1950s, then took a road trip and shot over 700 rolls of film of what he saw. Robert Frank changed documentary photography with his seminal 1959 book, The Americans, photos that reflected his nuanced outsider's view of American society. Robert Frank died yesterday at the age of 94. Along with still photography, he also embraced movies. In his 1987 feature film, Candy Mountain, he continued to focus on those parts of society that are overlooked and life on the road.
I say freedom doesn't have much to do with the road, one way or the other.
Sarah Greeno is the head of the Department of Photographs at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, which holds the world's largest collection of Robert Frank's work. She also wrote Looking In, Robert Frank's The Americans. Sarah, thanks for being with us. You knew Robert Frank personally. Why should Americans appreciate how this immigrant from Switzerland saw this country?
Robert Frank really looked beneath the surface of life in America in the 1950s and saw a country that Americans themselves had not recognized or paid attention to. He saw a country that was plagued by racism, that was ill-served by its politicians. But he also saw novel areas of beauty in American life, in our cars, our diners, and even the road itself.
I mean, his were not kind of 35,000-foot shots of the country. He paid attention to people. He paid attention to the ground. And that book of his, The Americans, really challenged the formula of photojournalism, it seems, in the mid-1950s. Did Frank's photos of the U.S. change the course of documentary photography globally?
Oh, they profoundly did. Initially, when the book was published, it was decried as anti-American even. But very quickly, younger photographers looked at it and they embraced not only the subject matter that Frank had explored, but also his very loose, immediate, and intuitive style of making pictures.
So from those gritty realities in the 50s and 60s in black and white stills, Frank pivoted to film. What do you think that says, that transition says about the kind of artist he was?
It says an immense amount. It's so easy for an artist to find one style, one approach to the world seems to work for both him or her, and also that is favorably received. And the artist will often sort of repeat that style for the rest of his life. But Frank was someone who never wore the mantle of fame that the Americans had easily on his shoulders. He, and to a great extent, rejected it and moved forward in the 1960s and 70s with an extremely innovative and productive career as both a photographer and a filmmaker. He was endowed with really a restlessness that pervaded both his personality and his art.
He seemed to take a very serious approach to his view of the United States. What kind of person was he? You knew him.
Well, I can tell you that meeting him was a bit like, for someone in my profession, might like meeting a rock star. I mean, to a very great extent, because he was such a seminal critical artist. Once he befriended someone, he was an exceptionally warm, caring person, endowed with a great sense of humor. Was not always the most chatty person that I've ever met, yet he sent his close friends wonderful letters that are really more like poems that sort of require one to decipher the content of his letter. They're so sort of epigrammatic in a way. He was an intensely thoughtful person and also an intensely loyal one. You know, he is to a great extent one of the last surviving figures of that generation. Of course, all the other beat poets and authors are long since dead, and it was always so wonderful, so refreshing to go and see him, particularly these days when the art world is so infused with money and ambition. Robert was always one to remind us of the importance of integrity, of commitment to one's art. And as he once said, you know, the necessity to have less taste, more spirit, less art, more truth. And I think that those are among the qualities that certainly I will miss the most about him.
Sarah Greeno, the senior curator and head of the Department of Photographs at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, helping us remember photographer Robert Frank. Thank you very much, Sarah.
You're welcome.